VK6ARN, News West. We are a community organisation and we've been serving up the best amateur radio news in Australia since 1931. Hi there, this is Clinton, VK6FCRC, and welcome to News West for the 13th of April 2025. Now on with the news.
A part of the international Operation MANA, the Peel Amateur Radio Group will be set up and operating adjacent to the old Tea Pavilion on Cadditch Close, King's Park on Anzac Day. You are welcome to visit and join Peel Amateur Radio Group on air at King's Park. Our official call sign will be Victor Kilo 80 Mike Alpha November. We plan to operate in shifts between 12 midnight and 12 noon on Anzac Day. Our minimum hours are 2 a.m. to 9 a.m. Obviously, the more operators who can attend, the longer hours we can operate the station. So make a note now and come along and join us. This event promotes amateur radio to the general public.
Today I'd like to talk about diversity in our hobby of amateur radio. Firstly, I don't intend today to talk about ethnic and cultural diversity. These are welcome in the hobby and ought to be encouraged. However, that's a whole other topic for discussion another time. There's been a lot said about the broad range of reasons people are attracted to and enter into the amateur radio hobby. And assuming your motivations for joining the hobby are not illegal or immoral, any reason for taking up this hobby is valid. In earlier times of amateur radio, it took a lot of effort to take up the hobby because you would have to construct your own equipment. There was some off-the-shelf gear available, however, it was very expensive. There may still be some people around with the opinion that you're not a real amateur unless you constructed all of your own equipment. But taking a wild guess, setting aside the satisfaction that people get out of making stuff, the real reason people built their own equipment was that buying off the shelf, if that was even available, would absorb something like a year's worth of wages. Imagine paying a year's worth of wages now to buy a transceiver. These days you can purchase brand new mid-range transceivers for less than a couple of weeks' wages, even less if you buy second-hand. Having said all that though, a lot of amateurs build peripheral devices for their shack. Others, again, buy off the shelf. And you know what? It's all up to you. Once you have your equipment, your choices of what to do next in the hobby are many, and the good thing is you can explore as many or as few of the options available in the hobby. You're free to choose and free to change. What works best for you in the hobby is the right thing for you to be doing. Disregard the grumpy old or not so old men who dismiss new modes and interests in the hobby as not real radio, other technologies are not compatible with the hobby, etc., and so on. Some people don't like change. I can recall the days when an amateur would throw you out if you suggested bringing a computer into the shack. Nowadays, almost all amateurs involve at least one computer in their shack operations, and there are many radios around these days that are actually built around a computer. As a new amateur, you'd do well to mix with experienced amateurs, including the grumpy old men, and learn from their experience and wisdom, and part of your growing in the hobby is to sort the wheat from the chaff in what people say to you. I'm Bob VK6POP.
Foundations of Amateur Radio. When you join the community of radio amateurs, or when you briefly look over the shoulder of the nearest devotee, you're likely to discover that this is a hobby about a great many different ideas. Over the years, I've discussed this aspect of our community repeatedly, talked about the rewards it brings you, about the camaraderie, about communication, learning, research, soldering, disaster recovery, public service, and all the other thousands of activities that this hobby represents to the world. While all those things might be true for some, they're not true for everyone. Many amateurs get excited about antennas, some immediately, some eventually. The same can be said for all the other points of what we think of when we discuss our hobby with others. Recently, I saw a random comment on social media from a person who was having issues with their mobile phone on their property. I considered and ventured an opinion about what might be the cause and how they might go about discovering what was going on. I debated about how I signed off. It's a recurring dialogue. Should I reveal up front that I'm a radio amateur, or should I leave that to be discovered at a later date? In my experience, the wider society has a let's call it a rocky relationship with our hobby. With a decrease in profile and numbers comes an increase in misconception about who it is that we are and what it is that we do. At some level, there is an understanding that at some point that this was an activity that Grandpa might have engaged in. Or it might be someone preparing for the end of the world, seeing our community as the way forward when all else fails. Not at all helped by that slogan being used by a vocal amateur radio body, the ARRL. Given that, as I saw it, the issue was related to radio interference or a weak signal, I signed off, for better or worse, quote, "Source, I'm a licensed radio amateur," end quote, and crossed my fingers. This started a discussion about the issue, which revealed that the person was having other problems with other communication tools in their remote village. I don't want to go into the specifics because it's not about what their issue is, where they live and what other resources they might have access to, or not. It's about us, radio amateurs. Because of course it is. Aside from the cringe associated with my sign-off, if you have suggestions on how to improve it, I'm all ears, I had a takeaway that I thought was worth discussing. As I'm beginning to suspect, it's about the fundamental nature of our hobby, what it is, and what it does. Troubleshooting. Let me say that again. Amateur radio is fundamentally about troubleshooting. In other words, systematically finding and fixing complex problems. So let's explore this. If you consider we're all about communication in difficult environments, I'd point out that getting that message across is an exercise in troubleshooting. If you lean towards learning, then consider deciding what to study and why. More troubleshooting. If you suggest it's about soldering, what happens when you poke the leg of a component into the wrong hole? Do I really need to say it? Every time you think you've nailed down the intangible nature of our hobby, you can point at troubleshooting. Don't get me wrong, it's about having fun too, but you and I both know that fun is balanced by frustration. Again, you guessed it, troubleshooting. In our increasingly technical, interconnected and complex world, the ancient pursuit of amateur radio is teaching you an invaluable skill over and over again, all but inevitably, the art of troubleshooting. So next time you are asked why we should be doing this thing, why we are obsessed with this hobby, why we spend many hours, dollars and effort, it's all about finding out why something doesn't work as expected, and funnily enough, the more you do it, the better you get. For radio amateurs, troubleshooting is our superpower. I'm Ono, Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot Lima Alpha Bravo.
Hi, just a little note about VK6RRG and the WAG Technical and General Net. Having it run every Sunday morning on VK6RLM, that's 146.750 or Channel 3 in the old money. And it starts at 10:30 a.m. this morning. Of course, if you're listening in the evening, it's next week.
This is News West, your amateur radio news on VK6ARN, originating on the News West Linked Repeater Network and HF Relays.
On Tuesday afternoons and evenings, the 40 and 80 metre bands come alive with the sound of slow CW. Who would have thought that this ancient art, which some say was once such a dreaded part of the amateur licence test, would become so popular in these days of modern communications. The uncontrolled net is run in designated portions of the two bands to encourage new CW operators to have a go at slow CW in a safe and really friendly environment. Slow speed and lots of mistakes are par for the course. It's all about having a go, starting with a basic call sign and RST exchange, then over time getting better and better. The net also attracts its fair share of old-timers who enjoy helping others to have a go or to just enjoy the banter. The CQQRS net started in Western Australia 3 years ago and has been running every single Tuesday and has been unbelievably popular. The net runs from 3 p.m. until about 7 p.m. on 40 metres, then moves to 80 metres, and we've had up to 60 stations on air having a go. And who knows how many listeners are out there every Tuesday as well. So the CQQRS net is on 40 metres between 0700 Zulu and 1100 Zulu, that is 3 p.m. until 7 p.m. and is held between 7020 and 7040 kHz. Then between 0900 Zulu and 1300 Zulu, which is 5 p.m. until 9 p.m, we're on between 3540 and 3570 kHz every Tuesday. There's no net control, so when you're ready to have a go, just find a quiet spot and start calling CQQRS at about 75% of the speed you can copy. Most stations will match your speed, so go slow until you're really comfortable with CW. So this might be just the opportunity you've been waiting for to have a go at transmitting on CW, or perhaps just to stop the contacts rusting up on your key. Doesn't matter whether you're brand new to the code, or if you're an old-timer who would like to have a bit of fun and help encourage new operators by having simple, safe QSOs at their speed. We'd love to have you join in. Too much switch mode power supply hash on 80 metres? This might be the incentive to do something about it. With a cheap noise canceller costing less than $100, 80 metres could be easier than you think. So again, the net starts at 3 p.m. every Tuesday, above the DX segment on 40 metres between 7020 and 7040. Then, after 7 p.m, moves to 80 metres between 3540 and 3570 kHz. There are usually stations in the west, east and in between listening out for your CQQRS call. For more information and to receive our free weekly CQQRS RagChew newsletter, contact me, Mark, VK6QI, via the email on qrz.com, or you can use our address, cqrsnet@gmail.com. That is cqrsnet@gmail.com, and I'll be pleased to have a chat.
Hello from Dennis, VK6AKR, with the WAVHF Group. You may have heard the item from PARG regarding their participation in commemorating Operation Manor and Operation Chowhound around the Anzac Day weekend. Here is an ideal opportunity for operators in VK6 to join in. Not a club member? No worries. Come along and support the VK6 team effort. PARG will have their communications trailer at Kings Park on Thursday 24th and Friday 25th. Look out for them at the Tea Pavilion, which is on your right-hand side along the city entrance to Kings Park. Listen out for and respond to VK80MAN, that's Victor Kilo 80 Mike Alpha November. WAG will be working with WAVHF group members at the Bull Creek Aviation Museum on Sunday the 27th, from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. Have you ever wondered what it feels like to have transmitted from the radio operator's seat in a Lancaster? Come along and find out on Sunday the 27th. Claustrophobic? No worries. We will have an operating desk in front of the Lancaster. So what about Saturday the 26th? Listen out for club member Randall, VK6WR, who will be driving VK80MAN from Parkerville. Should have good reach into a fair slab of our coastal plain. Final reminder next Sunday, and then we're underway. Point your web browser to VK80MAN in QRZ, where we will post more updates. Or contact Robert, VK6WHO, or me by email. 73 for now. Enjoy your weekend in amateur radio. Thanks for listening.
Hi, I'm Bob, VK6POP. Have you had a look at the latest edition of RASA's QTC magazine for March, April? QTC is now available for viewing at qtcmag.com for the flip the pages on the screen version, or to download at vkradioamateurs.org, which is RASA's website. That's vkradioamateurs.org. In this edition is a full coverage of the Antenna Palooza event in January, including a blow-by-blow description of the construction, operation, and the final demise of the enormous 20-metre curtain array project It's an interesting read. And did you know that QTC will run advertisements for your club's hamfest or major events? Just send your copy and artwork to us, and our email address is info@vkradioamateurs.org. Early to mid-month is a good time to submit your copy, and our publishing date is usually the first week of the month. While you're browsing around RASA's website, have a look at what's on offer for all amateurs, and it's all free. Are you thinking of entering the hobby at foundation level? RASA's Foundation Level Study Guide will give you all the information you need to pass the exam. The Foundation Level Study Guide is based, blow by blow, on the Foundation Level curriculum set by the ACMA, which is the Australian Regulatory Authority. Finally, and very importantly, the Foundation Level Study Guide is free. It's in electronic format as a downloadable PDF. It's available online at vkradioamateurs.org. And did I say it was free? You could spend your $50 on your first handheld radio. Coming up soon is Hamcamption, which is an event conducted by the Southern Electronics Group. Hamcamption is an informal weekend at Mayenup Sports Ground, which is close to Boyart Brook. It's easy to find. Ask Uncle Google, he knows. The format of the weekend is simple. Bring your motorhome, caravan, camper, car top, tent, swag or whatever, plus your food and water, and, very importantly, bring your toys to play with to show and tell. There's a camping fee of $10 per person per night, and this is fully passed on to the venue managers. Oh, and did I remind you of the date? Hamcamption is on the weekend, 16, 17, 18th of May. You don't have to book, just rock up. Sites are first come, best dressed, and the site is open from noon Friday. And while we're talking about that weekend, there's something special about Saturday the 17th of May. It's World Telecommunication and Information Society Day. And what a mouthful that name is. World Telecommunication and Information Society Day is an international day proclaimed in November 2006 by the International Telecommunication Union. Prior to that, it was known as World Telecommunication Day. Well, that's your history lesson, and if you want to know more, ask Uncle Google. The real reason I'm pointing this out to you is that Saturday, the 17th of May, World Telecommunication and Information Society Day, is one of the days when we can use the AX prefix on our call signs. So keep that factoid stored in the front of your brain somewhere. The AX prefix can be used on Saturday, the 17th of May, which coincidentally is the Hamcamption weekend. And it's not that far away. I'm pretty sure it was New Year's Eve last week, but here we are at half past April. Finally, why haven't I been on air making a noise? It's simple. Since moving into our new place at Albany, I have yet to erect a skyhook from which to drape an antenna. Cheers and 7-3, I'm Bob VK6POP.
This is News West, your amateur radio news on VK6ARN, originating on the News West Linked Repeater Network and HF Relays.
Good morning all amateurs and shortwave listeners. Roy, VK6X-ray Victor, with this week's helpline. Today I have the following, but my power is off at the moment, so I'll try and get through in the dark. No lights on here at the present time, except for my computer. Today I have the following. A TET M-tron, 3-element or 4-element tri-band, 15, 20 and 10-metre antenna, can be assembled as either a 3 or 4 element to suit the needs of the operator. All parts are there to do so. Good working order, $600 or nearest offer. Original Chemtron matching Ballon at the feed point. And item 2, we have a bunch of aluminium tubing for DIY antennas or beams, relatively unused. Images can be sent if you require. And also heavy metal tube construction scaffolding to meet with other uses in the metal clamps and pipe-to-pipe fittings. Sold as a whole lot, $300 a lot with the aluminium tubing and the fittings. Images to close if you require. Please contact Bill, VK6YW. He's downsizing his property. Phone number is 0424-082800. We'll say again, 0424 082800, and the email address is ozapapafox or something. I don't know what it is. Anyway, I'll spell it. Oscar Zulu Papa Alpha Foxtrot Oscar X-Ray at gmail.com. Too complicated? I'll try again. Oscar Zulu Papa Alpha Fox Oscar X-Ray at gmail.com. I think I got through that okay. And what else have I got? I got a Yaesu Fox Tango 301 Delta transceiver. Also a Yaesu Fox Charlie 301 antenna tuning unit and matching unit to match that transceiver. And a Yaesu power supply, Fox Papa power supply, external speaker also included, and to match with the manual. Also, all those items, $300 or nearest offer for the complete transceiver, power supply, and speaker, etc. We also have a Yaesu Fox Tango 840 transceiver with manual, as new, purchase a backup, and very seldom used in anger or in pleasure, $900 or nearest offer. There's also a 100-foot tower or mast at five sections of 20 feet each. Telescoping sections, of course, requires guy wires. Triangular mast, $200 or nearest offer. There's also a TH3 Junior 3-element tri-band antenna, Yagi, $100 or nearest offer on that one. Telephone either 089625-1335, 089625-1335, or mobile 04900-13464. Again, 04900-13464. That's for Chick VK6 Zulu Alpha India up at Meckering. VK6 X-ray Victor. My email address for any items for next week, Victor Kilo 6 X-ray Victor at bigpond.com. And hopefully I'll have some power on by then, and we might be able to see what I'm doing. Cheers now. Now clear and 7-3.
Hi there. It's Clinton, VK6FCRC, back with you. And did you know that NewsWest is now on YouTube? Type in youtube.com/@NewsWest Weekly Podcast -Kilo Zulu 7 Yankee Charlie. Oh, and before I go, I'd like to thank those watching on YouTube or ATV, the readers, and you for listening. I'd also like to thank our team, the broadcasters, and those submitting content each week. Please stand by now for callbacks after the broadcast, or head over to the VK6.net website and fill out the form so we know how many people are listening each week.